Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After Ukraine fired 8 U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles a little deeper into Russia, Putin lowered the threshold for what would prompt a Russian nuclear response. At the Pentagon, spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
We aren't surprised by Russia's update to its nuclear doctrine. It's something that they've been signaling that they intend to update over the last several weeks. It's the same irresponsible rhetoric that we've seen before and that we've seen, frankly, for the past 2 years.
The Russians say they shot down 2 of the missiles. Celebrity physician Mehmet Oz is going to have a role in the Trump administration. He's been tapped to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The appointment requires Senate confirmation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement on social media. The U.S. government is recognizing Venezuelan opposition figure Edmundo Gonzalez as the president-elect of Venezuela. Gonzalez currently in asylum in Spain. This is ABC News. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Deanne Criswell went before the House Oversight Committee. A field worker in Florida told staff not to go to hurricane-damaged houses displaying Trump campaign signs. Committee Chair James Comer.
Democrats claim President Trump is trying to politicize the civil service. But situations like the one at FEMA validate our concerns that it is already politicized.
FEMA Director Criswell told the committee the field worker who did that was quickly fired.
This type of behavior and action will not be tolerated at FEMA. And we will hold all people accountable if they violate our standards of conduct.
He was the other guy in the cockpit when a U.S. Airways jetliner hit birds taking off out of New York's LaGuardia Airport in 2009, lost both engines, and glided to a landing on the Hudson River. Jeffrey Skiles retired over the weekend, flying his last flight before hitting mandatory retirement age of 65. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a 5-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Day.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickle on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. as the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing overnight. West winds gusty and lows in the lower 30s. More clouds invading Wednesday with a chance of rain and snow mix. Little to no accumulation expected. High temperatures warming to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got a great guest host for you. Political editor of Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, takes the chair. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the center, WRCE.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So people are wondering, okay, you've got a guy who was credibly accused of trafficking an underage girl for the purposes of sex and paying for it with his adopted son's Venmo account for attorney general. You've got a guy who had a child with his second wife while he was still married to his first wife, and then had a child with his third wife while he was still married to his second wife, and who has now been credibly accused, allegedly, of raping a married woman who didn't remember any of it until it kind of came back to her a day later, suggesting that she was drugged. Although, you know, again, all of this is kind of up in the air right now, for running the Department of Defense. You've got now the guy that Donald Trump wants to make Secretary of Energy, telling a group of energy executives there is no climate crisis, period. I could go on. So how does Donald Trump, in his, you know, wildest fantasies, you got Tulsi Gabbard, you know, the woman who has embraced Vladimir Putin repeatedly, at least position-wise, as the head of all of our intelligence agencies, how does this guy expect to get these people past the Senate? And, you know, there's an answer to that. It's something that's never been done in American history, because we've never had a president who was willing to push and bend the Constitution to the breaking point, basically. But here's how it works. There is a provision in the Constitution. I wrote about this in my Saturday report this last weekend. For those of you who subscribe, you know, who get the newsletter over at HartmanReport.com, it's free. And thank you for your support, by the way, those of you who support us with Hartman Report and with Tom.tv. But I wrote about this. This is in the Constitution. It's Article 2, Section 3, and it says, in a case of disagreement with regard between the House and Senate with respect to the time of adjournment, the president may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper. So there, you know, it's looking increasingly like, I mean, John Thune is now going to be running the Senate, right, starting on January 3rd or 4th next year. And John Thune has not always been a Trump humper, but it looks like he's just, you know, totally in the bag now. He, you know, Trump said, you know, I want a recess, and Thune was like, well, yeah, okay, I guess we can talk about that. But he probably can't get all 52 now, Republican senators to go along with him. Lisa Murkowski has already said no way to at least one of these nominees. So how does Trump think he's going to get them through, or how does he think he's even going to get the recess? I mean, if he can get a recess appointment, if he can get the House and Senate to go into recess, or specifically the Senate in this case, if he can get the Senate to go into recess, then Matt Gaetz will never have to sit before a Senate committee. He'll never have to answer a single question. There won't be any televised hearings. None of that will happen. He'll simply become the senior most, the top law enforcement officer in the United States. He'll become, he'll be in charge of the FBI. He'll be able to direct, you know, police efforts against any of Donald Trump's enemies. And he's, you know, more than expressed his willingness to do so. So how can Trump do that? Like I said, it's never been done before. There were recess appointments during the Obama administration, and at one point the Republicans got so upset about it that they took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, Obama, you cannot do any more recess appointments. That's too many. Actually, it was, you know, the time period was too short. The recess was only for 3 days. So you need more than a three-day recess to comply with the Supreme Court slapping down a Barack Obama. But I don't, in my wildest dreams, imagine that they will slap down Donald Trump. I mean, you know, this is his fan club. So how does Trump do this without any cooperation from the Senate? Well, all he has to do is have Mike Johnson submit a resolution of adjournment. It's called a concurrent resolution. Now, a concurrent resolution is one that is being proposed by the House but has to be agreed to by the Senate. And so he submits a concurrent resolution that says, you know, let's say he does it on January 4th, the day after they're all sworn in. Or let's say he does it on January 21st, the day after Trump is sworn in. He submits a concurrent resolution saying that on January 22nd, the House is going to go into recess for a week. We're going to take a vacation. We're discovering a new holiday. Now, that concurrent resolution requires the Senate to say, yeah, okay, cool. And all that has to happen, John Thune doesn't have to put his neck out. He doesn't have to put himself on the line. He doesn't have to take any political chances. All he has to do is say, no, we the Senate don't agree to go to recess on January 22nd. That's all he has to say. He doesn't have to even go so far as to say we'd take the 27th or we'll take February 4th or how about Valentine's Day. He doesn't have to do anything except no, say no. And as soon as there's a disagreement between the House and Senate on a concurrent resolution having to do with when an adjournment should take place, the president can step in, and this is why it would have to be after January 20th. The president can step in and say, I'm going to force you guys into recess because Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says, if you guys can't work it out, it's my job, it's my responsibility, it's my power to put you into recess. And so Trump then just throws the House and Senate into recess for a week or even one day. And then just issues a whole bunch of executive orders saying, you know, Pete Hegseth is the Secretary of Defense and Matt Gaetz is the Secretary of or the head of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General. And, old Christopher here is going to be the Department of Energy. And, you know, just that's it. It's really easy. He could probably do it in an hour. He might be able to do it in 10 minutes. And boom, he's got his entire cabinet. And because it's a recess appointment, they are all there until January 3rd of 2027. Legally, no acting. And on January 3rd of 2027, he can simply reappoint them as acting people, or he could do the same song and dance again if he can get away with it. This is not an improbable scenario. This is not some, you know, Tom Hartman, you know, reading some obscure provision of the Constitution saying, well, you know, in a very weird world, maybe this could happen. No, there are Republicans right now talking about this out loud in the media. They're talking about this right now on Right Wing Hate Radio. They're talking about this right now over on Newsmax and the other, you know, right wing TV stations. And the ones that aren't talking about it right now will be talking about it sometime over the next 2 months. Because, like, you know, like I said, this can't take place until after January 20th. But it could take place in the afternoon of January 20th, and Trump could have his cabinet on January 21st. Boom. Because he's got all these things he wants to do on day one, right? So keep an eye open on this. Because if Trump pulls this off, and I frankly think he will, if Trump pulls this off, then he will have gutted the power of Congress. He already has gutted the power of the Supreme Court. He will become essentially the king of America. He will become our imperial, genuinely imperial president with no checks and balances.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Which, of course, is what he has repeatedly said he wants. Remember, I want to be a dictator on day one. There you go.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I just say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off everything on the site. cbdistillery.com.
Made it all too real. Reagan's plan was simple. Give billionaires a break while the middle class got the hit they couldn't shake.
Now Trump's guts got a new steed. Says tips should be free. But it's not for the workers. No, that's not the key. Hedge funds and bankers, they're the ones who score. Reclassify those bonuses and they'll pay no more.
It's Trump's tax-free to the scheme of billionaires' delight. Turning bonuses to tips, keeping profits out of sight. Will it help the workers or just the ones on top? In Trump's world of loopholes, the rich don't ever stop.
Harris says tips to servers, caddies, maids should be spared. But Trump's got no limits for the wealthy he's prepared. $1 million payouts, they'll all get redefined while the working class gets left
behind.
Welcome
back. 22 minutes past the hour. Yeah, you get the story, huh? Mike in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Mike, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call. I listen to you constantly every day.
Thank you.
I have to disagree with you. You are a wealth of knowledge and history, and thank you so much for it.
What?
But this class warfare thing that you want to do,
yeah,
it's not going to work. Remember, we had two candidates run on class warfare, and one of them was Bernie Sanders, and the other one was Elizabeth Warren. Neither of them won. We have to address the main part of what happened to our country. And this is what I told you back a while ago when I last talked to you. Misinformation is not misinformation, it's lies. And then there's lies. And then there's fear that is born from the lies. And then there's the choice of the American not to do their due diligence. So therefore, I agree with you 100% that we need to figure out a different strategy. But the different strategy has to begin with, let's get America smarter again. Let's get truth back into our politics, or even a semblance of it. Or it doesn't make a difference what we say. And I'll give you an example. The House right now, and that goes to your last call. The House right now is trying to push through a bill that would allow the president some off-the-wall authority. Okay? And they already let that bill has already been put up and failed. So they want to do it again.
This is the one to strip nonprofits of their tax-exempt status that you're talking about?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
People chose not to listen to the words that came out of Donald Trump's mouth.
Yep.
Kamala Harris ran a beautiful
campaign.
There was nothing more she could have done. People chose. So unfortunately, because of the lies and the fear, we don't hear CRT no more. We haven't heard CRT since 2018. We haven't heard, oh, the DEI thing came up recently, but you haven't heard these things anymore because people do not want to listen to radio shows like yours. Yes, I agree with you 100% that politics, our politicians have to put in place.
Okay, let me go back to your beginning, Mike, where you said basically, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren both tried to run on class warfare and failed. I don't disagree with you. You're right. But what I would argue is that the Democratic Party at that point in time and to this moment is not willing and has not been willing since the 1960s to engage in class warfare. And that has to change.
And I agree with you.
That has to change. If the Democratic Party wants to have any hope at all of seizing upcoming elections, They've got to get down with class warfare. They've got to call out the billionaires. They've got to call out the polluters. They've got to call out the people who are essentially raping and pillaging the American middle class, working class, and poor people. They've got to do that. And, up to this point, they've been afraid to do that. And Harris did not do that anywhere close to the extent that, for example, Bernie or Liz Warren would have done. And I think that's one of the reasons why she did not prevail. She was listening to these multimillionaire Democratic consultants who run the Democratic campaigns and make most of their money on a 15% commission they get from placing ads for Democrats on TV stations. And all of that just needs to go out the window. This is why I keep saying Howard Dean needs to become the new head of the DNC, because we've had these technocrats running the DNC who are going along with Bill and Hillary Clinton's neoliberalism and Barack Obama's neoliberalism, and it doesn't work anymore. And it's not going to work going forward. And, we can talk all day long about, this topic, that topic, this issue, that issue. The bottom line is somebody's got to stand up for the middle class. And the middle class and the working class believe at this moment that Donald Trump is standing up for them. And he's going to have a chance to prove himself. And if it looks like he is standing up for them, then he's going to be even harder to beat in the future. And this is what Hitler did. Hitler built the Autobahn and started a company, Volkswagen, and those two things put millions of Germans back to work after the Republican Great Depression afflicted Europe as well. And, if Trump follows in those footsteps, it's going to be a real challenge. But I still stand behind my position. Mike, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I would like you to rebut me, but I got to run. I'm sorry.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll live to fight another day. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the Inside the Break. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After Ukraine fired 8 U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles a little deeper into Russia, Putin lowered the threshold for what would prompt a Russian nuclear response. At the Pentagon, spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
We aren't surprised by Russia's update to its nuclear doctrine. It's something that they've been signaling that they intend to update over the last several weeks. It's the same irresponsible rhetoric that we've seen before and that we've seen, frankly, for the past 2 years.
The Russians say they shot down 2 of the missiles. Celebrity physician Mehmet Oz is going to have a role in the Trump administration. He's been tapped to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The appointment requires Senate confirmation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement on social media. The U.S. government is recognizing Venezuelan opposition figure Edmundo Gonzalez as the president-elect of Venezuela. Gonzalez currently in asylum in Spain. This is ABC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing overnight. West winds gusty and lows in the lower 30s. More clouds invading Wednesday with a chance of rain and snow mix. Little to no accumulation expected. High temperatures warming to the lower 40s. Right now it's 43.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Matt Gaetz, like I said, I don't think that there's going to be a hearing. We'll find out. We got a couple of months here. But my prediction is that Donald Trump is going to force a recess and get his recess appointments. And that's going to be the beginning of 2 years, at least, of a lawless presidency. And it's going to get wild. But stay tuned. I'll keep you up to date. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for letting us vent our feelings. If it's okay, I'd like to provide mine.
Please.
I must admit, I am terrified. I fear that our media, and more importantly, the Biden administration and our national security agencies may be underestimating how great a crisis we face. If this was just a matter of a narcissist and his ego, Trump could have been satisfied with his win, taken a victory lap, and nominated reasonable conservatives to head all these federal agencies.
Agreed.
But instead, I'm seeing extreme and active hostility to the entire American experiment.
Yep.
He's announced a number of intended nominations to absolutely crucial positions, not only totally unqualified in terms of professional experience, but are in fact individuals that are arguably poised to actively sabotage the U.S. government.
This is the op-ed.
One example.
Well, okay, finish your. Marty. This is the op-ed that I was planning on writing this afternoon, which is, why would Donald Trump put genuinely incompetent people in charge of critical government functions? People have absolutely no experience running, bureaucracies with hundreds of thousands of people. Why would he do that? Because he wants to destroy America. Why is he doing that? Because he's working for Vladimir Putin. That's my take on it. Back to you, Marty.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, one example, Matt Gaetz. I'm far less concerned about his sexual escapades with minors than I am with the fact he said he intends to burn down the Department of Justice from the inside.
Right, he wants to end
or
the FBI.
Tulsi Gabbard, clearly a Russian stooge in charge of national intelligence. Yeah. I mean, this is without question the greatest crisis the U.S. has faced since the Civil War.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, can we rely on the Republican Senate to block the worst of these?
No.
And if not, where's the response equivalent to the threat?
Well, that's the problem. There is no response equivalent to the threat right now. There's virtually no way that the federal government can prepare for this, because basically anything that Joe Biden does by executive order can be undone by Donald Trump in the first 10 minutes of his becoming president after he's sworn in. And, I'm predicting, he already owns the Supreme Court and he's going to gut the power of the House and Senate, even though they're in Republican hands, if they are not fully compliant with him. We're going to end up with a legislature like Putin's Duma, where what Putin wants, Putin gets. And there might be a few dissenting votes here and there, but they're dissenting votes that are agreed to in advance to make it look like, hey, there's still some conversation going on here. And it's going to get very, very dangerous.
Yep, I'm scared, Tom. Yeah. Hang in there.
Well, don't be scared. Get pissed. get active.
Yeah,
get energetic. Show up at your local Democratic Party. Hook up with Indivisible. There are things we can do. There are still things we can do. And support progressive media. And I'm not talking about me and my program or my newsletters. There's a bunch of them out there. There's a bunch of really good progressive newsletters on Substack, for example. And there are other people who are using other venues as well to Blue Sky has become just a great place to hang out. BSKY.app is their website. We are not yet without agency. Marty, thank you. Spot on. Randy in Kitten, Alabama. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Fine, Tom. It's been a while since I called you. I want to make a comment about what you're planning to speak about in your next hour, and that's the extraordinarily interesting interview you had with Stephen Spoonamar yesterday. Now, I know you've got some wait-and-see sort of an attitude. I googled all this up last night, And I'm not an easy person to convince, but I'm now totally convinced that what he was saying is accurate, that the election really was stolen. Now, I know there are other factors, the voluminous advertising, the lies by the right-wing media, and all of that, but I really do believe that if a recount of the seven swing states are made, it'd be true that Harris really did win the election. And I hope you get involved more than you are right now, more, to try and get a recount. You said that this is the last day earlier. And
yeah, I believe it is.
Well, I hope that's not correct, but I suppose it is. One more sentence, Tom, I'd like to make, or one more comment. Let me make one sentence, too, that Spudamar says in his letter to Kamala Harris. He says, "It is near certainty the results have been changed at a scale which reversed the U.S. presidential election." So, yes, there are other factors, the advertising, et cetera, but the seven swing states all went to went to the monster instead of to Harris.
Yeah.
Well, why did that? And I think that's explainable. And by the way, Spudamar is not the only expert saying this. There's a group of them now, and they're all computer people that know what they're talking about.
Okay.
I'd like to make one more comment. I'm a Vietnam veteran, which I know is a lot different than your experiences, but I saw action behind a machine gun in Vietnam. And one of the things that we would say is that a soldier would always do one of the three Fs, freeze, flee, or fight, mm-hmm. especially the first time or two he was in action. And you're definitely a brave soldier for what you're doing. You're standing up and fighting. And this is a fight we really need to try and win. And I'm grateful for you, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Randy, for your kind words and for the analogy. And all of us need to be fighting this. And it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, go on the radio or start a podcast or put yourself out in a way that might make you vulnerable to, you know, threats or lawsuits or, the death threats that I get. You can do it on social media under an anonymous name. You can talk to your friends and neighbors. You can show up at your local Democratic Party meeting. You can hook up with great organizations like Indivisible.org and MoveOn.org and whatnot. I mean, there are things we can all do, and now is the time. And in particular, the one institution, it's a billion-dollar corporation, the one institution that is still capable of standing up to the Republicans is the Democratic Party. And it's so important that all of us show up at our local meetings and that we participate and or at the very least support them financially. And I realize that, you know, we can criticize the Democratic Party all day long. I've got a long list of criticisms myself, but they are right now the last bulwark, the last thing that's standing between Trump and taking over America in a way that none of us want to see. Frankly, I don't even think Trump supporters in retrospect will have wanted to see. Randy, thank you. Thank you for your kind words. Ken in Everett, Washington. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, I called, and what you were just saying about taking action is exactly what I've called about. This is Ken, the counselor, and I tell my clients, and I got my family together. I said, look, the first thing we need to do is take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself, you know. Be healthy. Take your vitamin. Do some exercise. You know, do the things. I'm bummed out just like everybody else. See, I'm feeling a little bit emotional about this. These are tough times, but we can get through this. And I think a little encouragement and a little information, I think, is useful right now. I think that taking care of ourselves, taking care of each other, your family, be nice to each other. I think financially, it's important to try to get solvent, you know, try to have some money in the bank, because one of the things that therapists strive to do is to help people have options. If you have money in the bank, if you're paying your bills, get your credit card down, you're going to have more options and therefore greater freedom.
Yeah.
I want to touch on this thing about depression, you know, and scared. The other person just recently talked about that. Yeah, we don't have to be scared, but being scared, being depressed is appropriate. I mean, that makes sense. We earned it, right? If we're not depressed, we're not paying attention. But we can move on from that. You know, I'll tell you, what I do and my clients do successfully is be depressed for a while, you know, and be frozen for a while, lounge around the house, fool around, stay in bed, whatever. And then, okay, well, you earned it. You did it. Now do something. This is one of the things, Tom, that you've talked about. And you gave some examples. And those are good examples. Get involved.
Ask any psychologist, psychiatrist, or therapist, what is one of the single most effective things that you can do to beat fear and depression? And I'm not talking about severe biologically induced clinical depression. I'm talking about exogenous depression, depression caused by your circumstances. The most one of the single most powerful things you can do is act. Do something.
Exactly. A quick story. I was in my family's home as a kid in the garage. There was a bedroom there. There wasn't room. There's a lot of kids. I was scared at night. There would be noises. You know, I lay there frozen, couldn't move, you know. And that lasted one or two nights. Then I realized, one night I just accidentally got up, turned the light on, looked out, didn't see anything, went back to bed. Ever since then, I had no more problems at night, you know, because
Confront your fears. That
I could do something and I did do something, and that's effective. So doing just what you said, Tom, taking action, that works.
There you go. Ken, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Good to hear from you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your phone calls here. I'll be back with more of them in just a moment. It's your media support group for We the People, the Tom Hartman program. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. And welcome back. Mike, did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Well, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt and you're stressed out. Well, if that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I've got a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off everything on the site. cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
The fairness doctrine went down in flames, and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the Telecom Act, the right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast, and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence, where did the progressives go? The airwaves filled with hate, but nobody seemed to know. They bought the stations, they bought the sound, and left the other side buried underground.
Well, about 53 minutes past the hour, indeed, that song is the story of what happened to Progressive Talk Radio. It's an amazing, amazing story. Charles in Chico, California. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. Call.
Sure.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and recently one of your last callers was a Vietnam veteran, so I'd like to say welcome home to him.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Vietnam veteran, I saw Eisenhower, when I was a child, go into Vietnam, essentially start a war that didn't have to happen. And it made me a bit suspicious, and next thing I knew, I was one of those draftees in the war.
Yeah.
When I came home, there was a new realism that I came home, and if you ask almost any Vietnam veteran, they will tell you, why did you go to Vietnam? Because they wanted, believed in democracy. They wanted to fight for the country.
Right.
And when I came home, there were a lot of people that, let's just say, didn't like us. Mm-hmm. And even veterans of other wars kind of pushed us out. And all of this happened, and it sort of gave me a new look at things, that how can Americans, all of us who believe in liberty and justice and all those things, how can we separate ourselves from one another? And I saw it with Kennedy's assassination and both the Kennedys. And I saw it with Reagan, who just said, okay, we're not going to give any money to people that are on welfare or whatever they were calling it back then. So we just don't care about those Americans. They're not in our group. And today we have homeless people all over the United States. And the only politician I've heard even mention that is Bernie.
Yeah.
And my feeling is that right now, as fascism is creeping into our country, that this would be an ideal time for a progressive party.
I get what you're saying, Charles, but third parties just don't work, given that we have first-past-the-post-winner-take-all elections. How about instead, now would be a great time for progressives to take over the Democratic Party?
That would work.
And, I mean, you know, it's sitting there. The Democratic Party is a billion-dollar corporation that is saying, hey, if enough of you come in and take it over, you own it. You know, that's it. It's yours. We just have to show up.
Yeah, that's a better idea because, in fact, it already exists, mm-hmm. and all we need is progressives to take it over.
Right.
And you know, like I said, Bernie's the only one that even mentions the homeless problem in this country.
I know. Well, Kamala Harris referenced it, but it was not, you know, she was not willing to go to do class warfare. And I get that.
Yeah.
And I get it that, you know, the Democratic consultants, you know, the Carvilles of the world are saying, oh, no, you've got to do it the way Clinton and Obama did it. That era is over. People are done with, you know, incrementalism and neoliberalism. People want genuine populism. They want genuine change. They want a party and politicians who will take on the billionaire class, who are robbing us and pillaging us, you know, daily. So, yeah, I'm with you. Charles, thank you. And thank you for your service to your country. I appreciate it all.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.